AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Obama says Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server while she was Secretary of State was a mistake, but it didn't endanger national security.
I think she'd be the first to acknowledge that maybe she could have handled the original decision better and the disclosures more quickly.
The president spoke to CBS's 60 Minutes in an interview that aired last night.
I do think that the way it's been ginned up is in part because of politics.
He wouldn't say whether he wants his vice president, Joe Biden, to get into the presidential race, but he did talk about Republican frontrunner Donald Trump.
He's tapped into something that exists in the Republican Party that's real.
But the president says he doesn't think Trump will end up becoming president. He also said he was skeptical right from the start about the failed U.S. program to train moderate rebels in Syria. The Washington Post calls it outrageous that Iran has convicted its reporter, Jason Rezaian, who's been accused of espionage, among other charges, in Iran. The Post says it's working with his family and legal counsel to appeal the verdict. Southwest Airlines' continuing computer troubles are delaying hundreds of flights. Our Carlotta Bradley with what passengers are facing.
The carrier's website, mobile app, phone centers, and airport check-in systems have been affected. It has used backup systems to check in travelers who didn't have printed or mobile boarding passes, and workers at airports have been helping customers with their itineraries.
Southwest is advising passengers to arrive 2 hours early for their flights and print boarding passes before getting to the airport. We've learned that California is considering allowing inmates with violent backgrounds to help fight wildfires, but some people are raising questions about public safety. This is AP Radio News. Uh-oh. Gas price expert Trilby Lundberg says the party at the pump may be over.
We are likely finished with this glut environment that gave us such a wild ride down.
She says gas prices have not been going down in the past couple of weeks, but pretty much just holding steady.
They shed just half a penny in the past 2 weeks, and the average is $2.34. This after we had a price crash of 52 cents per gallon over 17 weeks.
The AAA says gas prices this morning, $2.31 a gallon. Fallout from the Volkswagen emissions cheating scandal. Singapore is suspending sales of VW diesel vehicles. It says it wants the cheating cars to be fixed to meet official emissions guidelines. And it says it takes very seriously any misrepresentation by the company. VW's admitted that millions of its vehicles worldwide were fitted with cheating software. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.